Set the Wayback Machine to 1999, because tonight we're going to the future through the past.
The program you are about to hear, Bob's Slack Time Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Damn, I can't believe it's been another whole year already.
Okay, places, everybody. Come on, elves. I'm not paying you union scale to sit on your asses. Come on, look sharp. Horus, you're going to be cueing JonBenet, okay?
Yeah.
All right, people, I want to do this in one take, all right? Here we go. Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, the Christmas episode.
Recording.
Take 31.
Recording.
And action.
The poor little creature was hungry and perishing with cold, and she looked the picture of misery. The snowflakes fell upon her long yellow hair, which curled so prettily round her face, but she paid no attention to them.
Happy birthday, Jesus. Mama said that you was near, and that you had a birthday this time every year.
This is your idea of a big 300 flus?
Oh, crap. I totally forgot about that.
2 years, Colin.
Okay, we're going to have a change of plans.
Yeah, sorry, kid, but it's a 300th episode of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, and I totally forgot. It turns out there's no time for Christmas tonight because we've got bigger fish to fry. Oh, yes, we're about to plunge headlong into an electronic gerrymandered apocalypse. All thanks to the Antichrist, Bill Gates, we're going to be playing the home version of Colossus, the Forbin Project. We better get ready for it. Oh, because when those cyber clocks click over to 00, the interrupt override is going to shut down civilization as we know it. And premature, too. Oh, I know the next century really begins next year, but the computers aren't waiting, so why should we? So ready or not, Seeker, bend over and grab your ankles and prepare for the stomach turn of the century.
My message on how near is the end, I have a feeling we'll keep most of our viewers for the next hour. Now back out into the main auditorium.
And now, because the children are our future, here are the children of Springfield Elementary with a song they call The Children Are Our Future. Children?
You ready for the children?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
The future isn't coming. Hey, hey, hey.
Children, children, future, future.
I've never wanted a beer worse in my life. I love you, honey.
Are you talking to me or the beer?
To you, my bubbly long-necked beechwood ace lover.
The music is a form of communication, something short of a miracle that has happened in the 20th century. The language is understood by youth. They dig it, and most of them are spaced out by what the music says. It heralds a new world beyond the dark horizon, a place where the bugged-out straight world ends and the out-of-sight, groovy new world begins.
And upon a star, I threw a wish afar, that the whole world could be better than before. We stood there in the light of a magic scented night, and we could feel our spirits soar.
Me, I'm looking forward to the future, where in the distance I can see.
Can it be reality?
click.
But what if our history is what someone else wants us to see? What if even our past becomes like the virtual reality of the coming future?
All done.
You're not done. I want you to throw away these old calendars and TV guides.
Are you mad, woman? You never know when an old calendar might come in handy. Sure, it's not 1985 right now, but who knows what tomorrow will bring.
No, I don't know. I don't know the future. I know what's revealed to me, and I don't have any idea when certain things are going to happen. But I know that because Christ is alive now, that it's not going to be put off much longer.
Today, all my hours will be lonely, but soon my lonely hours will be through. Today will be yesterday, tomorrow.
I feel so good about this all of a sudden.
Ronald Reagan says stay the course, but only a fool would want to endorse this kind of future. Every day as I go my way, I can hear the people as they say.
Click.
Honestly, I mean, I don't believe that it's ever going to happen because of what's about to happen in the world.
Is there any significance to the coming new year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it day to day?
What?
Is that the day it's going to happen?
It's not something that happened just like that. But, yeah, I mean, obviously, a lot of people are looking at that day and expecting something to happen. And there's a lot of people that want something to happen.
I listen to your labor pains. Oh, tape, all right? When you were speaking of the year 2000... were you alluding to our current lunar calendar, or were you alluding to the solar calendar? No, I'm trying to think back in that lecture. I think I mentioned the year 2000 only one time, and that is for the planet alignment on, was it May the 7th? You get old, your memory just does strange things. I'm going to say it was May the 7th, the year 2000, that we have the planet alignment, which Josephus refers to in the Book of Antiquities 3. Some lady, as a matter of fact, heard that lecture, and I alluded to the fact that certain traditions of men teach that when a planet goes through a comet goes through a certain field, the Great Hunter, I think it was, that means the Earth is coming to an end. And I made the statement that it would be impossible for Haley Bopp to hit the States unless, or the Americas, unless a chunk broke off. And this lady thought I said a chunk was going to break off of Haley Bopp and me and the world. Well, I didn't say that, all right?
Is this the end of technological man? Is this the conclusion of all our yesterdays? The boasts of our fabled science, the superhuman conquests of space and time, the age of the wheel, the forewarned judgment? Well, here it is. Here. Now, this is the end.
Click. Lab.
There are stories being told, Bob.
By people who are out of their minds with fear.
Maybe. But there are too many to be just coincidental.
So we're working on it, the lab first. Maybe you better not send her to school today.
All right. You think you should go to work?
I have to.
Oh, Bob. I'm so frightened.
Everything's going to be all right, sweetheart.
Our best hope lies in what you people can develop to help us.
Click.
I wish I hadn't said that.
It can't be destroyed by any process we've been able to uncover.
But with the whole world trying, there must be a solution.
Is that a commentary on my work at the lab?
We both know how hard you've worked.
I'm sorry, Ben. I just can't accept the idea.
Is that what you really think, or just what you'd like to think?
I cannot accept half-baked theories that sell newspapers. I'm a scientist, not an alarmist.
You're whistling past the graveyard.
I'm hoping for the best, but I'm hung up at the Kmart. Just my wrecked party dress. Your little smoke till probably choke, and night is only cold. Your rainbow's bringing rain, and it's gonna sink in the boat. The days is up your butterfly. The days is up your butterfly. It makes me up.
You know, there's no time like the present to make plans for the future.
Everybody, listen carefully. We must evacuate the city. Take food and water and extra clothing with you. All major highways have been marked to lead you to shelter and welfare centers in the hills.
How is it possible for this thing to be triggered automatically and at the same time impossible to untrigger?
Mr. President, it is not only possible, it is essential. That is the whole idea of this machine, you know. Deterrence is the art of producing in the mind of the enemy a fear to attack. And so because of the automated and irrevocable decision-making process which rules out human meddling, the doomsday machine is terrifying, simple to understand, and completely credible.
I put the sweat of my life into this thing. I have my reputation rolled up in it. And I have stated several times that if it's a failure, I'll probably leave this country and never come back. And I mean it.
Some of these men are in jail today awaiting their release in just a few months. And some are out working feverishly. They have one thought in mind. They are going to tear down this society. They are going to wreck every school. They are going to burn every university. They are going to blow up every church. They are going to completely, till blood runs down the street corners, do away with this fabric of American design.
Can you
Well, they'll be a lot nearer than us. The whole world is waiting. For this will decide the fate of civilization, all humanity. Whether we live or die may depend on what happens here.
Attention, please.
The approach of a new millennium in the year 2000 is unleashing a flood of doomsday prophecy. Not only from zealous Christians who are convinced that Christ's return is imminent, but also from those in cultural and religious settings far removed from Christian belief. Let me give you what they do reveal in an inset box.
Can you imagine where you will be in the year 2000?
I don't know.
In the year 2000, where will we be? Hanging on that star or a willow tree? In the year 2000, just you and me. In a year or two, there could be three. We'll walk on the moon, just wait and see. I'll build a hut, and we'll be free. Yes, free in the year 2000. How happy we'll be. We'll be in college. We'll even play football, too, on the year 2000. I wonder where we will be on the year 2000. In the year 2000. In the year 2000. I wonder where we will be in the year 2000. I think I'll be on the moon.
We've already arrived at the moon, sent spaceships to Mars, and have become the preeminent leader in space technology.
Certainly the type is cast, the sign fulfilled, and the future calamitous.
Come on!
Then what is he?
Are you out of your mind?
He is part of the dead.
That's what she said!
He has no place here.
No way!
He has the stink of oil, the electrical circuitry about him.
No!
He's obsolete.
No!
You are discarded. You are the refuse of the past.
You're full of crap.
And tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Nah, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
We hear a great deal today about the end of the world. When is it going to come? Some have been so presumptuous as to set dates. And as a result, people have sold their worldly goods, gone to a mountaintop somewhere, and waited for the end of the world to come. Others have taught and preached that there will be no end, that everything will go on as it is. And both parties are wrong.
Burn it! Send it to hell!
They're war machines, awesome in their power and complexity, created a wave of fear which swept into all corners of the world. In every country, government officials met in desperate conclave, seeking ways to coordinate their defenses with those of other nations.
Hey, Chihuahua! Whoa, whoa, whoa!
The government of India, driven from New Delhi, met in a railroad coach.
It's a great dishonor to my ancestors and my God, but okay.
While massive Hindu populations streamed for the imagined safety of the faraway Himalayas.
Thank you for coming!
I'll see you in hell.
That's good satire.
I should go for it.
He folded up and took a run-out powder.
The f*** you talking about?
Yes, that was the tip-off. When Senator Brewster hit the road for the backwoods of Maine, that meant the hearing was over. Washington was too hot for him. He couldn't take it.
What are you supposed to do about it? Well, obviously, run and hide.
A cloud shaped like a skull!
Right? Survive somehow. Do you believe the Bible is the Word of God? Well, I think most of you do. What are you supposed to do about that? Run and hide. Go dig a hole. Get in a cave. Order a several years' supply of maybe hydrogen-packed grains and beans and foodstuff so you can survive. Stock rifles, right? Concoct various scenarios as to when all this is going to happen.
I don't care!
Right on!
Right on!
Survival kit contents check. In them you'll find 145 caliber automatic, 2 boxes of ammunition, 4 days concentrated emergency rations, 1 drug issue containing antibiotics, morphine, vitamin pills, pep pills, sleeping pills, tranquilizer pills, 1 miniature combination Russian phrase book and Bible, $100 in rubles, $100 in gold, 9 packs of chewing gum, 1 issue of prophylactics, 3 lipsticks, 3 pair of nylon stockings.
Shoot, a fella could have a pretty good weekend in Vegas with all that stuff.
No.
Whatever.
Where are those supplies I sent you for?
So help me, Bob. I was going after him when I was waylaying.
Well, you'll start waylaying a new job if you don't get moving. Go on.
Well, I'm going.
Going down?
No, going up.
In American homes at this very moment, 100 million guns are waiting.
There's guns in the room.
I'll tell you, when I hear these reports, see what's going on, I say, thank God I know Jesus Christ, and I'm ready regardless of the future. I don't think I'd read a newspaper or listen to the news anymore if I weren't saved. How about you?
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I really don't know.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
I just don't know.
Who knows? And right now, who the f*** cares?
Hold hands.
What?
You almost had me.
And,
oh, absolutely.
Couldn't agree more.
That's what I thought. Come on, it's not gay. There's guns in the room. Punk ass.
With your brain slightly inflamed by codeine.
couch. Passed out is your ex love. Welcome rolling in. New year with guns. Guns smelled like fun. With the
Anything is possible, Virge. The best brains in the world have been running through this thing with a fine-tooth comb.
Well, Bob, what are we going to do?
I don't know. That's great.
We mean to cancel the world you civilized people made. We will simply erase history from the time that machinery and weapons threatened more than they offered. When you die, the last living reminder of hell will be gone.
I can't help what you may personally be an orbit around, but this ship...
Oh, no.
Hi there. This is Eddie, your shipboard computer, and I'm feeling just great, guys. And I know I'm just going to get a bundle of kicks out of any program you care to run through me.
Is this necessary? Computer, tell us again what our current trajectory is.
A real pleasure, pal. We are currently in orbit at an altitude of 300 miles around the legendary planet of Magrathea. Golly.
Proving nothing. I wouldn't trust that computer to speak my weight.
I can do that for you, sure.
Well, thank you.
I can even work out your personality problems to 10 decimal places if it'll help.
Take us down, computer. Take us down nice and low.
Here's to another lousy millennium.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4,
3, 2, 1, bingo!
We made it! Close the door, Eustace! We made it! Look, look, we're still in the...
Gulp.
And I made the statement that it would be impossible for Haley Bopp to hit the States unless of the Americas unless a chunk broke off. And this lady thought I said a chunk was going to break off of Haley Bopp and me in the world. Well, I didn't say that, all right? That would be an impossibility is what I was actually saying.
Hey, why don't we use the improbability drive?
Yeah, what are you, crazy? Without programming, anything could happen.
Whereas at the moment, we got best looking guy, is that it?
Failure. Oh, no.
The end came swiftly. All over the world, their machines began to stop and fall.
Welcome to the world of tomorrow.
Why do you always have to say it that way?
Haven't you ever heard of a little thing called showmanship?
Huge populations were driven from their homes. Stream of flight rose swiftly to a torrent. It became a giant stampede without order and without goal. It was the beginning of the rout of civilization, of the massacre of humanity.
Don't look now, but there's something funny going on over there at the bank.
George, I've never really seen one, but that's got all the earmarks of being a run.
Get up, Buster. I'll give you $500 for your place. I'll make it $1,000. Money's no good anymore, man. Here comes another truck.
Pull that guy off, man.
Get him out of there.
Stop, you fool.
Get over, run out
of there. Don't get me.
Callousness also produces merciless robbers, looters, and plunderers. A few lights go out in New York City and the animals stalk their victims. They cry, "We're hungry," and most of them look like stuffed sausages. Their obesity speaks louder than their lament. Many of these thieves had previously robbed, raped, and plundered when the lights were on, and scores more had top-paying jobs. Their Uncle Sam, "Oh, it to me" attitude prevailed, and crime reigned.
Just remember that this thing isn't as black as it appears.
And until further notice, this station will continue its around-the-clock coverage of this national disaster. And now, we switch you to the state capital, where His Excellency, the Governor, is speaking from the executive mansion.
Holy mackerel! And then I got scared, George, and closed the doors. The whole town's gone crazy.
Yeah. Hello?
I would not rule out the chance to preserve a nucleus of human specimens. It would be quite easy. At the bottom of some of our deeper mines, radioactivity would never penetrate a mine some thousands of feet deep. And in a matter of weeks, sufficient improvements in dwelling space could easily be provided.
How long would you have to stay down there?
Well, but, you know.
Don't make a sound, we might try to go baby down to the bottom of the bottom.
and a hope, and I love my baby so in the bottom of the bottom. Don't make a sound, and we might drag your baby down to the bottom of the bottomless pit.
Hold up.
Hurry up! Jump in!
There was a girl with them. If I could find them!
Come on, jump in, will ya?
Kind of lost. You look kind of lost yourself. I think I know as you'll be.
Come on, come on. It's your last chance to get out of here.
Let that truck through. Get out of the way. Get back, folks. Nobody's allowed out there. Please, all of you, get behind those lines.
Funny, you'll be right down there with Susie, and how would you like that?
I must confess, you have an astonishingly good idea there, Doctor.
Thank you, sir. I think you're a little bit of a new terrible. Supposing the Russians stashed away some big bomb, and then we did. When they come out in 100 years, they could take over.
I agree, Mr. President. In fact, we might even try an immediate sneak attack so they could take over our mineshaft space.
Yeah, I'd be extremely naive to imagine that these new developments are going to cause any change in Soviet expansionist policy. I mean, we must be increasingly on the alert to prevent them from taking over other mineshaft space in order to breed more prodigiously than we do, thus knocking us out in superior numbers when we emerge. Mr. President, we must not allow a mineshaft gap.
I have a plan. Monsieur! I can walk!
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high.
Shut the bloody computer up!
Hey, do you think we could stabilize the next 00547 if we split our
satellite passed tangentially across the summit vector of 9GX78 with a 5-degree inertial correction?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's fix it now. Just do it, will you? You think she's coming?
Here goes.
Check bomb door circuits 1 through 4.
Bomb door circuits, negative function. Lights red.
Switching backup circuits.
Roger. Backup circuits switched in, still negative function.
Engage emergency power.
Roger. Emergency power on, still negative function.
Operate manual override.
Roger. Still negative function. The teleflex drive cable must be sheared away.
Fire the explosive bolt.
Roger.
Conrad Channel. This is a Class 1 emergency. All civilian traffic is barred from streets and highways. Stay in your homes. Stay in your homes. Those found without specific military orders are subject to summary execution. Stay in your home. Repeat, Conrad Channel. This is a Class 1 emergency. All civilian traffic is barred.
We've got to stop them.
Can't stop them. The law's no good.
The thieves, robbers, worse. They wouldn't leave with the rest. It's like this all over.
They've got to be stopped. Those instruments.
Our fellow countrymen are dying. The very foundations of civilization are beginning to crumble under the dread assault of that horror long feared.
There's something jamming my guidance systems. Impact minus 150 seconds. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Please call me Eddie if it will help you relax.
Right, computer. I want full manual control of this ship now.
You got it.
They then go through the premillennialism, the amillennialism, and the postmillennialism. We no longer need poets to tell us it could all end with a bang or a whimper or in the agony of AIDS, explained Charles B. Spozier, a psychoanalyst and professor of history at the City University of New York. With the looming possibility of nuclear or environmental destruction, says Spozier, it now takes an active imagination not to think about human injury. Similar apocalyptic turmoil surrounded the year 1000. In an historical psychological study of the year 1000, Henry Folicon says artistic and cultural activity in Europe's monasteries nearly ground to a halt as the year 999 wound down toward what was widely viewed as an evening of the world. It's all going to come to an end because of an arbitrary date established by a guy that didn't know how to count, who arranged the Roman calendar way long ago. And that was supposed to have great significance.
Blues, 20th century blues, they're getting me down. Who's escaped those weary 20th century blues? Why, if there's a God in the sky, why shouldn't he grin high above this dreary 20th century din? In this strange illusion, chaos and confusion, people seem to lose their way. What is there to strive for, love or keep alive for? Say, hey, hey, call it a day. Lose, nothing to win or to lose. It's getting me down. Who's escaped those weary 20th century blues? Why is it that civilized humanity can make this world so wrong? In this hurry-burly of insanity, our dreams cannot last long. We've reached a deadline, the press headline, every sorrow. Blues value is news value tomorrow. Blues, 20th century blues, they get me down. Who's escaped those weary 20th century blues? Why, if there's a God in the sky, why shouldn't he grin? Oh, above this dreary 20th century din, in this strange illusion, chaos and confusion, people seem to lose their way. What is there to strive for, love or keep alive for? Say hey, hey, call it a day. Lose, nothing to win or to lose, it's getting me down. Who's escaped those weary 20th century blues?
Oh, the radio gear is up. I think the auto-destruct mechanism got hit and blew itself up.
The fire is out. The power is on. We'll advise.
Roger, navigator.
I said no. We could. But then the curse would begin all over again, don't you see?
Yes, I see. I see him living high in the light while we rot and hide like grubs. What do you see, brother?
He will be destroyed, brother. He will. But not by guns, not by machines, not by the evil, forbidden things. The tools that destroy the world. The world. They destroyed the world.
Why do you always have to say it that way?
Hey, you! Better get out of here!
I'm looking for some tent, Professor! There's nobody left around here now!
The mob stole all the trucks, smashed everything up.
Gather around, people gonna tell you what they all about the time that the clock's all quit and it all gonna fail. We'll be right back.
Attila the Hun and his Austrian son left their hideout in Rio to fly out and relive the past. Sammy showed them around when they got into town, but he warned them the rules had been changed since they played the game last. Oh, Attila just grinned and winked at his friend. I forget what went down after that. It all happened so fast. Looking real bad, and the luck that we had had been lost in the park after dark when the army arrived. Big trouble, you know, cause they was sweeping the town, chasing renegades down. There's no friends to be found, there was no place at all left to hide. And the Austrian son, he was having some fun. He'd been put in command of the camps, and his prisoners all died. Across town in a penthouse suite of the tallest building, the boss was asleep when he heard such a clatter. He sprang from his bed just to see what was the matter. Looked down on the street and that scene filled his eyes, but you know he wasn't even surprised. Well, he got on the phone, some thunder, some rain, and some disc blades to plow it all under. Someone asked why, with a sigh he explained that the fools was up doing it again. Meanwhile, back on the street, this clown in a gown and a hat with tattoos on his shoulder comes over and whispers, "It's gonna be alright." Sheep he can sacrifice later that night. We said no, and then wandered off, chanting some strange sound of language and wavered his
seekers. Oh, damn it. This Y2K bug is wrecking my Saturnalia. Oh, gee, isn't it funny how so many of my favorite things end in alia? Oh, but yes, we've got to be on our guard. The future's here, whether we like it or not. And the train that I'm pulling tonight is a 20th century limited. Boy, limited is right. Oh, yes. These Vendisiacal days have been a major letdown. My Seacle is pretty much finned out. Oh, but my future isn't. Where are the fins? Popular science promised that they'd be on everything by now. Lying bastards. But at least Y2K is a lot easier to scrawl on the wall in blood than Helter Skelter. Oh, and it takes far less of that red, red crabby to do it, too. Oh, yeah, but small difference if we wind up as a smoking crater inside a bigger smoking crater that's in an even bigger smoking crater in what used to be the Earth. Right, we should be so lucky. Oh, you know what's really going to happen, Seekers? Oh, nothing as flashy as global apocalypse. Yeah, get ready for the ugly truth. It's just going to be the same old shice clench. Oh, but one with a big line drawn across it. A big, nasty line. And we're all going to be on the dirty side of that line, Seekers. That 1900-something on your birth certificate will be a badge of disgrace when Generation Y2K is running the show. So welcome to old fart and prematurely, you young whippersnappers. Oh, and yeah, what a big crock of wonders awaits us, too. Oh, how do I know it'll suck? Oh, easy. I mean, our past is once our future, and look how banal that was. Oh, yeah, now our collective past is nothing but a pathetic embarrassment. And need I mention the polyester 70s? Ow! Oh, yes. You know, we can leave that particular chronological nightmare behind now if you trend-sucking dorks can give up wearing that synthetic fiber double-knit baby crap-colored stuff you seem to like. Sheesh. Those who can't remember the past are condemned to wear it. Ugh. So yes, the outcome of the Y2K hell. Everyone will go crazy for a week, but it'll hardly be the global apocalypse that I'm yearning for, damn it. Total annihilation has turned out to be nothing but one big dry hustle, so why should the turn of a calendar page change anything? They'll just reboot civilization and the old frog march into eternity will commence again. Oh, but Seekers, what if we simply refuse to reboot? What if we use our legendary bad sense of direction and march boldly into the year 2000? 2000 B.C. Yes, yes, we can do it. The date is nothing more than a shared mass hallucination anyway when you think about it. And if we get a good general consensus, hell, it can be any damn date we like. Even the 38th of Cunegonda, if we so desire. Hell, what do I need with a future? I'm a woman with a past.
Oh, hell, Flues. I'd just make it July 5th, 1998 all over again.
Let's see. What have we used tonight to illustrate the horrors of what could transpire? Oh, yes, we had a little Up with People and Patti Page, and that was Don Harrison with that version of Helter Skelter in there, and oh, yes, from Sirius Records in Baltimore comes Lil Grunt Pack with New Year's Eve with Guns. Oh, I sure do love that one. Oh, and we had a nice chunk of the Cramps in there. Always good for any party. Oh, and the Dead Milkmen singing one of my favorite subgenius love songs, The Pit. Oh, yes, the bottom of the bottomless pit. That's where we all might wind up. Who knows, Seekers? It's anybody's guess. And that was some band called We Four doing The Eve of Destruction. A Noel Coward, oh, so droll, singing the 20th Century Blues. And then that was Tony Okay with that long number, The Ballad of the Night the Clocks All Quit and the Government Failed. Oh, that was so prescient of him. Oh, it was perfect for tonight, but he recorded that back in 1978. Oh, we had lots of preachers bobbing up and big old chunks in the mix tonight. Oh, loons like Garner Ted Armstrong, Jack Van Impe, Pastor Arnold Murray, even a little Billy Graham, Jerry Falwell. But you know, who knows? They may be right. Maybe I should change my plans and lay in like 20 pounds of frop and 50 pounds of bullets and just hole up and lay low and wait for it all to just roll over.
This is Rock and Roll Radio.
Temporarily leaving the air at this time.
Good night, Seekers.